Welcome back, everybody. It's the East Coast Audio Show. I'm Travis Bryant here with my man Vardre Purnell. We're bringing you SmackDown recap. Today was the 21st of November of 08. What's happening, Dre?
What's up, man? What's the deal?
You know, same crap. It's freezing. Freaking lady on a bus driver, smack her around.
And bitch-ass Dallas fan.
And then, yeah, girl of a Dallas fan. Ugh. Freaking Cowboys. So, we're here to bring you SmackDown this Friday, late night, technically Saturday morning. What'd you think of the show?
Honestly, I didn't think too much of it. You know, it was pretty weak for a go-home show, if you will. If I'm not mistaken, Survivor Series is Sunday.
Right.
The in-ring work, like, all the matches were, like, okay at best. I give it a C-minus, honestly. Most entertaining aspect of the night to me was the last segment, and even that wasn't great.
I'd have to concur with most of that, if not all. Just not a good... I'm thinking, this is the show to go into, you know, the last show before Survivor Series. So I didn't... Yeah, again...
I didn't feel much build-up.
Not at all. It was just so subpar in a lot of ways. They opened the show with highlights from last week, focusing on Jeff Hardy's apparent transformation. You know, he's got a different outlook now on life. He's acting different. He's talking different. He looks different. So just reminding us what he's going through. They go to the SmackDown Open. JR came on and welcomed everybody to the show. And they hyped Triple H versus Hardy tonight. And Undertaker was giving Big Show his last rites. So, from the gate, that was, gotcha. Then they jump right into match number one. It's actually the truth. Opens up the action, rapping his way to the ring.
Skippity jumping.
Yeah, besides this was, the crowd was into, but they weren't the greatest crowd for the show. I don't know if they were burnt out, what else was taped, I don't know, but, man, they were,
It wasn't much in the ring tonight to write home about either.
I don't know, it's just they were seemingly...
They were pretty dead.
Yeah, even for a show that's not that great, but it's like, come on.
I always say, like, the crowd participation helps out a lot anyway. And that probably
of course.
Very needed. Maybe that was really needed. Very, you know, really needed tonight.
Right.
Seemed like a flat night for everybody.
But they open up truce tagging with Matt Hardy versus Shelton Benjamin and Mark Henry, who's accompanied by... Tony Atlas, who's become pretty meaningless.
Yeah, how about that? You know, Heron, he's just there. He really doesn't have any effect on the outside like he used to.
You know, I mean, he does some stuff.
But getting missile by Hornswoggle or something.
Yeah. So. So, I mean, Truth and Hardy versus Benjamin and Henry, I thought this was an okay match. It was, you know, a solid opener, especially, you know, for where it was. It could have been a little more exciting to go, but for, you know, went about 11, 12 minutes. Nice opener, commercial in the break. The finish came... When Hardy took out Mark Henry on the outside.
The outside.
Yeah, jumped out the apron and kind of just, you know, crashed into him. I have no idea why Matt Hardy is wrestling on every show, and he's got the worst knee. You can tell when he before he did that spot where he jumped off the before he jumped off, Mark Henry came over. He didn't get up with it. He grabbed the top rope and pulled himself up. Like, he didn't even want to just stand up like normal. You know, he used the ropes a little bit, but he completely. So it's like, look, the guy can't even. Goddamn. And he wrestled 3 times this week?
That's called dedication.
I want to hear that shit. It's called, can I wrestle once on this, maybe the show that I represent? ECW? To have him wrestle, I don't give a fuck if he wrestled a 2 minute double count out on Raw. Still out there. So anyway, he took out outside and Shelton missed the Shelty Splash, and Truth hit a flying forearm and, like, somehow turned around completely and, like, turned it into, like, a leg drop. He, like, kicked them all in the face. And then he finished him with the axe kick.
He knows how to make moves amazing. I'll say it once and I'll say it again.
Yeah, but it was just, you know, kind of a one note. Like, they didn't take it up a notch, you know, like, ever.
They didn't.
For, like, 13 minutes.
Pace was pretty much the same.
Yeah. We think there's enough time to build to something, and then, but, okay.